Welcome to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. I'm Susie Collick, the founder of Pretty Deadly Self-Defense, a self-defense program for women I developed based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 23 years and counting of training in the Japanese art of ninjutsu. Each week, I share my decades-long experience from teaching self-defense to women, as well as some insights into martial arts, using self-defense in real life, and once a month, sharing insights and interviews with people from all walks of life, including Pretty Deadly certified trainers. I'm going to dive right in, and in this episode, talk about, do you need to be a martial artist to learn or teach self-defense? But before I go on, did you see the new Barbie movie? I did, and I loved it. I did a listicle for our blog about 10 things I loved about the Barbie movie, and you can find it in the show notes. Let me know in the comments what you loved too or what you hated. Let's talk about it. Okay, so in our last episode, I sat down with Pretty Deadly certified trainer Christy Johnson, aka Coach Skella. Christy runs Skella Fit in Michigan and works as a personal trainer, boxing coach, and all-around untraditional athlete. That's her Instagram handle, by the way. Before she got into coaching, she was a roller derby-er. Listen to the whole episode. It's episode 104, and she'll tell you all about it. She's been a lot of things, Christy, but the one thing Christy was not when she certified to become a self-defense trainer was a martial artist. So, do you have to be a martial artist to learn or teach self-defense? Well, the short answer is no. And that brings us to the end of our episode. Just kidding. Let me put this in another way. Here's what I learned during the pandemic. Here in Berlin, where I live and where Pretty Deadly headquarters are, we were in lockdown for most of 2020 and most of 2021. What I learned during that time is that self-defense is not a thing. What exactly do I mean by that? So here's what I learned during the pandemic. I was here in Berlin, which is where I'm based and Pretty Deadly headquarters are, and we were in lockdown from March 2020 until a couple of months over the summer 2020, and then we went back into lockdown in November of that year and stayed in lockdown for another 9 months. During that time, we weren't allowed to train. We weren't allowed to give classes. We weren't allowed to make physical contact with other people, which you kind of need for self-defense. And like a lot of people in the fitness and martial arts worlds and in the world in general, I was constantly checking the government website to see when we would be able to train again. I was looking under the sports minister website because that's where we would have been categorized. But the more I looked, the more I realized that self-defense just didn't exist. So there was martial arts, there was dance, there was exercise, there was physical therapy, there was this, there was that, there was the other thing. No specific category for self-defense. And that's when I first realized, like, you know, this isn't actually an official thing. There is no governing body for self-defense. There is no board for self-defense. There's no actual regulations. There's no oversight. There's no real category for it. So pretty much anybody can say, well, I've invented a self-defense program or I'm teaching self-defense. And that can be true. And that is true, actually, for me. Ideally, when someone, and actually it's true for everybody who teaches self-defense, to be honest with you, because there is no codified way. And yes, I know martial artists who are listening to this right now. I know there's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is the only real self-defense, which it's not. Please remember that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was invented not very long ago, only 80 years ago, by a guy who was the son of circus performers. Krav Maga, also a relatively new martial art. It's not the only real self-defense there is. But a lot of martial arts make that claim about themselves, which is one of the many problems in the martial arts world. The truth is there is no such thing. There is no category of self-defense. So because of that, it doesn't need to stay in the domain of martial arts. Martial arts is about art. I think it's something that we tend to overlook. We think of the martial part, the combat part, and we forget about the art. So In regards to it being an art, it requires skill, training, technique, creativity. You have to learn the rules in order to break them. You can build a lot of new things with the skills that you learn. And it takes a long time to become a good martial artist, just like it takes a long time to become a good any kind of artist. But it doesn't take a long time to learn some basic self-defense. And here's why. It's because you're defending yourself every day. We have innate self-defense systems. Self-defense doesn't always have to look like it does in the movies. It can also look like not putting your hand on a hot stove because you've learned by trial or trauma that that's a really bad idea. It can look like not asking your friend for the 20 bucks you lent him to return it because he looks like he's having a really bad day. These things are also self-defense. Our goal in Pretty Deadly, and my goal as a martial artist, and specifically as a woman in the world who likes to travel independently, is to decouple self-defense from martial arts. Not to throw shade on martial arts. Obviously, that's a really big part of who I am. But to take it out of this specialized other world and make it more mundane. So in the fitness world, which I've also been a part of, a really, really good fitness trainer teaches you how to use your body. It's not that they push you beyond your limits. That's not always the sign of a good trainer. It's not that they instill a routine or discipline or help you lose 10 pounds or whatever it is. They're teaching you how your body works, how your body works at its optimal best, but also just basic functions. For me and my experience in CrossFit and in other forms of fitness, the very best trainers were the trainers who could teach me about function. What was my body actually doing when I was doing a pull and jerk? What parts of my body was I actually activating when I was doing a deadlift, for example? And I use those same kinds of things when I'm doing martial arts. What part of my body am I using when I'm putting a lock on someone or I'm escaping from a lock? Basically, when we're going to find a good martial arts school and when we're going to find a good fitness trainer or fitness class, what we're really looking for is someone who can transform you, right? That's why you go. Teach me how to be a better me. Transform me into the best version of myself. That's what we're looking for when we're looking for fitness trainers and when we're looking for martial arts teachers. The measure of a good teacher is the ability to teach students. But can you teach people how to teach? Now, that's the real question. I think that if we can successfully teach, we, meaning me and everyone else at Pretty Deadly, if we can successfully teach self-defense to over 3,000 women all across the world. And by success, I mean women who speak different languages, live in different cultures, and still get the basic principles and can learn those skills in a short amount of time and apply them. Then we can absolutely teach fitness pros how to teach self-defense. So the long answer, just like the short answer, is no, you do not need to be a martial artist to learn self-defense. I will say this, our trainer, Christy Johnson, Coach Skella, who was not a martial artist when she certified to become a Pretty Deadly certified trainer, but has since started learning martial arts. I believe she's training in jujitsu, which is kind of a nice payoff in the end. I'm always happy to have more women in martial arts. I don't really care what the school is, just happy to have you here. You have been listening to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. You can learn more about who we are and what we do and how to find a Pretty Deadly course near you by visiting our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com. And if you're a fitness or martial arts pro and you'd like to enhance your instructor skills, our certification programs are open for enrollment, and you can find them on our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com/selfdefensetrainer, all one word. This podcast is produced by Singe Network for Pretty Deadly, recorded in Berlin, and our original music is the track Icarus Wish by Berlin band Dead Centuries, used with permission by the artists.